Hey everyone, Cody here, and myself and Matt would like to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. We're so thankful for all of you. Now, we have so much planned for all of you in Season 5, and it promises to be our biggest season yet. Those new episodes will begin in January 2023. Till then, the following episode is our holiday episode. Merry Christmas.
Podcasting from the Lone Star State in Southern California, you're listening to the Coma Podcast with Cody and Matt.
So, Matt, we are back and it is Christmas week.
This man is built to celebrate Christmas. I'm not kidding. You could easily walk in and be an extra or even a main character on any Hallmark movie.
Oh my God. My dream. One day I'll be in a Hallmark movie, hopefully. Yes, I love to decorate for Christmas. I haven't sent Matt the inside, I don't think, but I've sent him outside photos. It's the most decorated that I have ever decorated outside. We have snow, we have deers, tons of lights. I don't have all the lights I wanted. I wanted some LED lights, but they were out of stock. And like LED strip lights, we were going to put them under our gutters. And so it's going to add even more lights, but it's good for now. I still have one more thing I'm going to add. I still haven't done it yet. I'm going to make a baby Yoda Santa and stick out in the yard.
That's really cute.
That's coming. The inside is done. We had so much drama early on when I was setting everything up and I told Matt all about it and he was getting constant text messages about this. But before Thanksgiving, I started setting up Christmas, which is late for me. Usually Christmas goes up at the 1st of November, but it was a little later than normal this year. So I got the trees out of the attic. And which is a to-do, let's just say, because the attic stairs are broken because last year the spring broke off and almost killed me. And
oh my gosh, that's right. I forgot about that.
So
that was a big drama.
We were going to have someone come out and fix it. And then all of a sudden there's a virus. And so we don't really want anyone in the house. And so, yeah, we just have it like the ladder is still there. It's connected with one spring on one side and it'll still go up and down. So we have it like screwed up to the ceiling because it doesn't pull itself all the way up. So yeah, it's a to do. But yeah, I got the trees down. I was so excited putting the trees up. Had one decorated and I let Ella out because I had her put up while I was going in and outside and everything. Let her out. She goes straight to the tree. Now, she always has gone to the tree, but we devised a plan last year to wrap fake presents and put around the tree and she didn't go to the tree because she would like get on the presents and fall off and she didn't like that. This year she was like, screw this. You have a new little kitty in this house. I don't like my brother. And so I'm mad and I'm going to do what I want. And she started chewing on the trees again and she would not stop. We'd pull her away. She'd hiss at us, which she never has done. Again, she's very angry about her little brother. And so she just kept on and it was like, finally, I was like, I can't deal with this because it was like literally just making her have attitude. Even if she wasn't chewing it, she was just having attitude then. Put it in one of the other rooms because I was like, well, this can't stay out. She was obsessed with it. She later went into this. I had put it in one of the extra bathrooms. She saw that it was in there and she opened the door then later because I shut the door and she can open doors. She opened the door to get in there to get to the tree. So I finally had to put the tree up. But all that long story to say, we built a Christmas tree out of wood and it is so cute. It's very like Hygge style, that Icelandic, Swedish, basically, I guess IKEA style. And it's really cute and there's lots of snowflakes on it. And obviously it's wood, so none of the cats mess with it. But Matt behind me, he can see me because we're recording this with video. Unfortunately, y'all can't see it. Maybe in the new year, we'll add video elements to this and people can see us. But there's a wreath above me. This is the only piece of Christmas greenery garlandish stuff that a cat can get to. It was lower. Ella would stand on the back of this couch, reach up against the window and chew on the wreath. So I lifted the wreath up. She can barely reach it, but she's able to with her nose and like her front teeth. And she pulls branches down so she can get fully to them.
I can see where like one's been pulled down a little.
Yes. So she does that.
We use a cat deterrent. Ugh. that I've begged Cody to get it. It's so worth it. We sprayed it down and we've not had any problems. We've used it for years. And I wish I had it here because I would be like, hey, look.
Yes.
It's cheap. It doesn't hurt them, but it works. And it keeps them off the tree. It keeps them off the counters. It keeps them from chewing cords because Luna had some bad habits when we got her. She learned them from Simon, who we no longer have. He passed away. And then we adopted Ava in September, the littlest one. And she has her own set of bad habits and personality. Boy, does she have a personality. And so, yeah, it's exciting. But we use that. And that's how we've managed to keep the kitties off the counters, because obviously they like to get into things that they shouldn't.
Oh, my God. So I'm going to get that spray maybe for next year to use on these wreaths. And I was able to put one tree up in the other room. So I have one tree up. There's a gate in front of it. So far, Salem could care less. Salem, my newest kitty, could care less about any of it. So that's great. Have one tree up at least. I'm going to get that next year. But speaking of things that my cat keeps getting into, so Ella is pretty good. She just doesn't do anything bad, really, except the chewing on the trees and trying to like be obsessed with them. Salem can be very obsessive when it comes to food. Like, and I think it's because he lived outside. So any opportunity had to get food, he would get food because he didn't know obviously when he was going to get food. And so he still has that in his mindset. But the other day we had some chocolate chip cookies in a Ziploc bag, and they were on top of our little air fryer on the counter and whatever. Didn't think anything of it because we've never had an issue. And so we just didn't think about it, I guess. And it didn't get put away, I guess. And so next thing you know, Justin wakes me up and says, Salem's eating chocolate chip cookie. And we go and there's like a bag of chocolate chip cookies. And it was like a small size bag because there was like only like two or three cookies left. And it was like the snack size. So it wasn't even a lot or that big of a bag. But half the bag's been eaten or somewhere. I don't know. We could never find it. And then we pieced together the cookie and only a small part of the cookie got eaten. And I was like, are you kidding me? Why? And so like I messaged Matt and then like I'm calculating how much chocolate chips was in it and what type of chocolate chip, because obviously all of this is bad for cats and dogs. And thank
you. A little kitty too.
Yeah. So, you know, it was milk chocolate, which isn't as bad. It's really baker's chocolate that's like terrible, yes. Terrible. And there was some dark chocolate, which is still a little bit different than baker's chocolate. And so we calculated it and it was like, okay, there's no way he ate this many chocolate chips. So we watched him and I gave him some broth to add just more liquid to his diet. And yeah, he could care less. He was perfectly fine and was acting himself the entire time. And then, so he is...
Cody, however.
I was just like, oh my God, this is going to be a huge... First of all, he's eating a plastic bag. And now he's eating chocolate. I was like, this is going to be a huge vet bill for freaking nothing. Like, just like, why did you have to do this? So like we have to like put everything up now. Like he will eat anything. Like the other day he ate a piece of yarn off one of my stockings that he broke. I'm like, oh my God, quit breaking my Christmas. Like between Ella and Salem, between Ella and Salem, it has been like rough, but we've managed to decorate it up and it looks great and Christmassy. I'll have to send you inside photos because I haven't, and we decorated the chicken coop. Chicken coop is brand new this year because we built that this summer in the middle of the heat. If you were listening to our podcast, you know, there was like a 2 week break or so when we were building the chicken coop and it was like 100 degrees outside.
I could not wait for you guys to finish that. Oh my gosh.
But it's
Cody
all cute.
Was telling me about it and I'm like,
It's okay, so lovely now because you can walk into it. There's plenty of room, but yeah, there's Christmas lights on it. There's a Christmas wreath on it. And, you know, we got the five baby chicks prior to building the chicken coop. I believe at this point now they are all laying eggs now, which is exciting. And so we have dark brown eggs, white eggs, like a blue egg, like a peachy pale tan egg. So I'm excited. We finally have eggs again. We've actually had to buy eggs. So it's nice to not have to do that. So now I can start my baking. You know, that's the other thing. I need to start baking. I'm going to make fudge. So I'm going to make some sugar cookies, Yule log. So it's going to be like baking Christmas, baking. So
it's like
crazy.
A Christmas week of like carbs and sugar and
like, honestly, y'all need to be closer. You know, I know we can't because everyone should be following COVID protocols of staying within bubble.
We could have
quarantined together.
Quarantining and then quarantine bubbled. I'm sure we wouldn't have killed each other by now.
Oh, not at all. Trust me. You know details of the past. Y'all would have been fine. yeah. So that's the thing though. Like, I want to make so much Christmas stuff and goodies, but like, I don't need to eat all of that. So I don't know. Maybe I'll mail some cookies to you or something.
Well, you have my address.
I know I have. I'm sending out Christmas cards. Hopefully if everybody who wanted a Christmas card is getting their Christmas cards now. Because I do my yearly Christmas card. I'm going to have to like bump it up next year though. I'm going to have to do something special. Like, I always wanted to like send out little small little gifts to people.
That's cute.
But maybe this coming year, I can do that next year. But yeah, I love Christmas. Like, it's literally, Matt knows this, like, it's literally my best fun, great time of year, whatever you want to say.
So although everybody heard us for the first time, I think in January, of this year, we actually started recording in October.
Yes.
And we did a couple of test recordings. And
wow, those
were
rough.
It the way we wanted. they were really rough. So one of the episodes was re-recorded 3 or 4 times. It was our Marsha P. Johnson episode. And I still actually want to re-record it now that I feel like we're more comfortable with it, because we just could not get it the way we wanted. And we had some pretty hilarious audio problems, but we had some really serious audio problems, and I thought Justin was just going to like kill us both, and he was so done with us.
That is the one
thing.
But
we actually did re-record. Yeah. We did record a Christmas episode last year, which I had forgotten about. And then Cody goes, you know, we did record one last year. We just didn't release it. And I'm like, God, I forgot about that. But
yeah,
here we are a year later.
I don't know why we didn't release it, but we didn't.
I don't know, but I know it's only been a year, but I feel like I look like 4 years older.
Oh my God, 2020, what a year. I mean, maybe we'll have to do a New Year's episode next week, but
would be fun.
Yeah, I'm just glad that everybody can celebrate Christmas. I know some people are having to do, or you should be, you should be only staying in your bubble. You should not be going to see your family. You should not be going to see your friends. FaceTime, video chat, text message, send cards.
Right.
It's whatever
worth
else.
It. Just,
you know, you don't want to get them. You don't want to get them sick. I don't want to bring this down. This is our Christmas special. But there was some people I know that they went to see each other for Thanksgiving. And now today I see that they're posting that their mother and their stepfather have COVID. And then they got that like a few days ago. And then today their uncle has COVID. And it's like, well, was everybody together for Thanksgiving? Probably. Should you have been? No, because everybody's been saying that. Don't be going outside of your bubble group. And so for Christmas, don't do that. If you at all possible, just don't do it. It's not worth it, because you want next Christmas, when we can actually hopefully see each other, you want that to be right. A great Christmas. So you can, unfortunately, I know it's not really suffer, but you know, you can get through this. Eat some cookies, eat some candy, watch some Hallmark movies. You were talking about me being in my Hallmark little movie. That was the other thing we had mentioned on our website, actually, thecomacast.com, is that there was going to be this year a Hallmark movie with gay characters and a Lifetime Christmas movie with gay characters. Now, Matt, I've watched both of them now. I just watched the Lifetime movie. So I loved the Lifetime Christmas movie with the two gay characters. Basically, this isn't a spoiler because this, if you, it's just a formula for these movies, but there was a guy and a girl and they go back to the hometown for Christmas, and the mother was played by Fran Dresser. So it's
amazing.
Automatically perfect. And so this guy had brought his friend, who just happened to be a girl, but it was his friend with him. And I guess they had gone to college together. So everybody knew everybody. And so the guy comes to drop the Christmas tree at the mother's house, Fran's house. And, it is someone who the guy went to high school with, but he was a few years older, but he had a crush on him. Anyway, long story short, they, connect. And then, it can't happen because the other just got a job moving from New York City to London. And this is in like Michigan, the home's in Michigan. And so they can't do long distance. They can't be together. So then they, in the middle of the movie, after kind of falling in love with each other, they're like, we can't anymore. We can't see each other. I hope you have a great Christmas while you're still here. And then ultimately the train station where they have the Christmas party of the, for the city, you know, is going to get torn down because they're going to build something else. Happens. The son is a lawyer and he finds some information out and it didn't actually belong to the city. It actually belonged to the neighborhood community group. And turns out the guy who did own it also may have been gay secretly. Because he was older and they find pictures of him and his supposed lover kind of holding hands and whatever. And ultimately in the end, they fall in love and he's going to stay, I think, in Michigan, maybe. I don't know. And they're together. Yeah. So that's that story. It was a really good story and I loved it so much. But it was
that's
very,
adorable.
Very centric. Like all the holiday movies are on that character. Now the Hallmark movie, it was, I would say they were secondary characters, still like spotlighted characters, something that Hallmark hasn't done. You know, Hallmark has been mostly white for most of the years. And like recently, like last year or the year before, they started adding in people of color. And so, you know, a year later,
like black and brown people and like other people, not just like white people.
I mean, you only have like, I think it is, I can't even remember which one it is. It's one of those twins, Tamara Mowry or Tia.
Oh,
one of them, you know, from Sister Sister. She's one of them. And then there's one other woman and they are the only people of color though. If you watch any of these Hallmark movies or Lifetime movies, it is the same actors. So there's like a group of like, I don't know, 20 actors or something. And they're always in all of these movies, which is a great job. You know, you film three of these a year. That's great. But yeah, the Hallmark movie, they were more secondary characters, still spotlighted. They did kiss. So that's a big thing. Actually in the Hallmark movie with the gay couple, they introduce, I believe, the first like Latino family. There's never been a Latino family in any of these Christmas movies. Shocking. I can't believe it, but yeah, so they're great. So I can't wait.
Wow. So I have not watched a ton of the Hallmark movies. I guess now that you're saying it out loud, it makes total sense. But I did not realize like it was that, what's the word? European, you know, I don't think I realized that.
Yeah.
I just don't watch a lot of TV though. So, I mean, wow. Yeah. Now that you're saying it. So you enjoyed the movies though. Cody loves Hallmark movies. I think the last couple of weeks we've talked every time, if you've had a minute, if you're sitting down, just eating some, Christmas cookies and watching a Hallmark movie with Ella. And then I'll get a cute picture of him or just Ella. And, they're like, Like, where's Justin? Oh, he went to sleep. I'm watching another Hallmark movie.
Yeah. So I watch about, because there's so many and I've seen a lot of them, but there's so many and there's movies on Lifetime. There's movies on Hallmark Channel. And then there's movies on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries Channel. So that's three channels of Christmas movies. In addition to everything that Netflix has or Hulu has that are their own made movies. And so it's like, I have to watch several Christmas movies a day. So like at night after Justin goes to bed, it's usually me and Ella. And we usually try to watch two Christmas movies a night. But yeah, I do love the Christmas Hallmark movies. I know a lot of people hate on them and they're very formulaic. You know, it's like girl goes back home. And a lot of times they're like an advertising agent and then they're going to get promoted, but then they don't want to go back home because they fall in love with some man and then they live happily ever after on a ranch or whatever. But it's always the same kind of formula. I mean,
if you change your career for a man, it's not going to work out too well. So a lot of people, I can understand finding that frustration because, you know,
I guess I see that. Yeah. Yeah. they end up still having the career. They you just know, like
being able to watch a happy movie and have a happy ending. It's just like, oh,
I mean,
hey, something works out for,
you know, like the woman is in New York City as an advertising or like a journalist. This is one of the recent ones. I think she's a journalist, comes back home, whatever. She ends up still being a journalist. She's just a journalist in the small town. And basically all of these are like lost love. You know, they should have fallen in love like in high school or something and something happened and then they didn't. And then they come back and then they fall in love. But yeah.
I mean, it's super cute.
But yeah, I do love them and they're my, can't wait. I mean, I love them so much. I bought this second like streaming app called Friendly. And it basically is for old people because it has like the Weather Channel, Inspiration Channel, Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, QVC, HSN, and something else. But the only reason I did it is because you can record the Christmas movies on a DVR, unlimited amount. So I can record all of them and then go back and watch them and they'll stay on there for 3 months. My other, the app that I normally use, AT&T streaming TV, it like maxes you out at like 20 or like 16 hours of recording. So like if I'm recording something else in addition to Christmas, then there's like no room. So like I had to do that. And also I don't get Movies and Mysteries on the other one. You know, I'm just such an old person.
So that's how you get through the first 3 months of the new year is, like kind of extending out Christmas.
I mean, I may have to at this rate. There's so many.
Yeah.
But yeah, I try to finish them all off so that I don't know what I'll do in the new year. Start off fresh.
So the way we do Christmas at our house, we started doing this, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. We started putting up the tree early November, like the first week. And then we take it down later. And then this year we decided not to exchange gifts because there wasn't anything we could even think of. And also I've not worked in a year and a half, almost 2 years. And David got laid off this year. So we're like, let's just work on just, you know, let's just make sure the mortgage is paid, you know, let's go with that. But we decided that, you know, gifts and stuff we give, we'll spread it out. We spread out all the, any, you know, we want to do cookies and that kind of stuff or, well, on a normal year, if we do things with friends, that we spread it out rather than being like this week, like the big lead up, because what happens is it kind of brings you up like a roller coaster and then drops you flat on your face.
Yeah.
And you know, and it really, the holiday blues are very real and a lot of people really struggle in January. And so we thought, well, why don't we start spreading this out and see if it helps kind of mitigate that? And we found that it really, really did because yeah, you still have the rise and fall, but it's much more moderate. And it's a lot easier to deal with mentally. So, because it's really everybody's all full of Christmas cheer until December 26th, you know, and then like Christmas hell, you know,
yeah.
And then it's on. And then it's almost like this dead space. And then the new year kind of starts sluggishly. And then it just feels like a hellscape. So we started spreading it way out and we just really found that we really enjoyed the holiday so much more spread out without the intensity. And we started noticing, I didn't think it'd be that big of a deal. But then we started really noticing, like chatting with our friends and the family members that we do talk to, how much more stressed they were. Even our people that I would really consider fairly low key, you know, pretty chilled out people, how tense they were. I'm like, wow. Okay. So that's how we've been all sounding like, you know what? No, it's not worth it. It's not worth it to be that stressed. So in November, do I start watching all the holiday episodes of my favorite shows? Yeah. Have I seen them 40 times? Probably. Mind your business. You know?
Yeah. When you told me that last year, when we did the test recording, yeah, I was like, that makes so much sense to do it that way. I mean, and I feel like a lot of people are starting to do that, you know, even before this whole pandemic thing, you had people starting to put up their Christmas early and just so they could just enjoy it and just relax and enjoy the lights and the spirit of the season. I think one thing interesting with the whole pandemic thing is you've seen in the few times that I have gone into the store that like in Target, the whole Christmas section out here anyway in California, like there's nothing. And there was nothing literally the first week of December, like people had all bought it up. And I saw an article recently. A lot of these retailers, Walmart and Sam's and Costco's and Target's and so on, that they didn't get enough Christmas decorations. They didn't order enough because they didn't realize there would be such a demand. And it seems that this year, because of the pandemic, more people are decorating and, you know,
because everybody's home
putting up lights.
It's like the year everybody's actually home with each other. I mean, the one thing about the pandemic, so, you know, I left my job in 2019. So I spent the last half of 2019 kind of at home and actually kind of really seeing like the world a little bit. Like all I've done is my computer 8 to 10 hours a day, five, six days a week for several years. And then suddenly I was 32, I turned 33 that year. So I was 32 when I left my job and turned 33 a month later. And so that happened and I talked to a lot of people about it. You know, I was like, wow, this is the 9-to-5 grind. I understand it can be necessary for work environments, but it doesn't need to be normal. Like this work environment set up based on like one industry in like the 30s or 40s or something. Like this is such an archaic, outdated system that we use where you spend all the best hours of your day and the best years of your life on a grindstone working for somebody else for not near money to pay bills. The most people cannot get ahead that way. You can barely survive comfortably. And by comfortably, I mean, you know, that $100 emergency won't cause your heart rate to like, you know, cause your heart to implode. Yeah. So then pandemic happened. And at that point, you know, you and I you've been working home for years. I've been working home for years anyway. And David had been. And then, of course, David lost his job. Like, right. He lost his job. Like, it was just starting to ramp up and he was gone. He literally texted me from his desk in his office. He goes, I just got fired or laid off. I was like, well, do you want to go get sushi? You know, like so that was just like, this was before it was just ramping up, but it hadn't spread everywhere yet.
Yeah.
Like we're still normal, but not normal yet. Like we knew things were coming, but we just didn't know what was happening yet. And, I remember that was probably the last normal week we had because it was mid-February. And it was probably the end of that week that it happened that we saw, you know, the numbers were starting to come out and that it was starting to look like, oh, this is serious. And that's when we stopped going places and I'd hurt my arm anyway. So we're like, oh, well, let's just take 6 weeks off the gym because I pulled so many muscles in my left arm. And it turned out to be a good thing that I did it because we ended up not being at the gym, where it's the one place we go to that we would actually be at because we didn't use the Maya crowds, you know, as long as it wasn't packed, you know, as long as it's empty enough to do what you need to do and leave. But then pandemic happened and we've been home all year and seeing people post about how they actually bought a book and read it and enjoyed it. They, you know, now obviously people have had way too much downtime, you know, they've had way too much time being stuck inside, but you know, like people playing a video game and just kind of reconnecting with themselves and just kind of having time to think about things that they want and that they realize they hate their jobs. They hate what they're doing, that they want to go back to school and, you know, learn something different and do something different. And I kind of hit a point where I was like, you know what, fuck the debt. I don't care. At some point, I'm either going to die as a claims adjuster, or I'm going to die as an RN or doing something else that I want to do. And yeah. That was kind of where I hit with it. And that's, you know, I hit that before the pandemic happened, but I'm seeing happen in mass. Whereas a lot of us hit these points in our careers where we're like, this is what I want to do. I want to do something different. And then abilities, of course, always bring that to light, because as we're talking about, the subject matter is always being thankful for what you have. And so many people are like, you know, I'm grateful to have the opportunity to have a job, but I've hated my job for 10 years. I hate the career I'm in. The skills I have, I'm not happy with them. I want to do something different. But careers don't allow for you to be flexible to go get another job. People love to say, oh, well, go back to school and you can learn something new. The holidays are a great time to make that resolution. Well, not everywhere and most places. Some schools will allow you to work nights and weekends, but even if it's nights and weekends, you probably can't get away from your job fast enough to get there, to keep up and do enough work to get good enough grades to move forward without discouraging yourself.
Yeah.
So the holidays highlight our successes and failures, but it like amplifies it. And it makes people feel really rough. And now adding a pandemic, we have people, like, it feels like the world is almost looking at ourselves. You know, we're looking at ourselves going, okay, well, I've been home all year. What have I done? And I really hope people just kind of take it easy on themselves, you know, as much as possible. But also, yeah, it's great to be thankful for what you have, but you can also be realistic. And if you don't like what you're doing, if there's a way around it, it's amazing if you Google thing what you can find. You know, and I think that it's a really good opportunity that was the world will start to probably be forced back open in the next few months as the vaccinations, you know, as the amount of us are vaccinated. But hopefully next Christmas season, you and I will be having a very different conversation and hopefully a more positive year.
Hopefully.
That people push back against this grind that to stop normalizing, because this year has shown how much can be done telecommute. It's shown how much can be done differently. And how things that were, oh, you can never work at home. Everybody's working at home and it's just freaking fine.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, now working at home is not fun for a lot of people, because when you're done from work, you can't go to like Applebee's with your friends and coworkers and get dinner or do something quick or go to a movie. But in a normal year, you can. I've worked from home for many years and
yeah,
nice not having it. You know, outside of that, it's like, oh, let's go tonight. Yeah, I'm done with work at 5 o'clock. At 5:02, tying my shoes and ready to walk out the door with no problem.
Definitely. I think a lot of people who were thrown into the work from home, we had that whole big conversation about working from home. But I think hopefully once things get a little bit normal and they continue to hopefully get to work from home, they'll see that it can be a good thing. You know, it can get overstressed the way it was this year, not being able to go out. Like you said, and do things. That's the one thing, like, for Christmas, I haven't been able to go out and do certain things that we've normally done. We did the other day, go to the Christmas tree farm, which was fun. And got to experience that whole thing. I think we're gonna go look at Christmas lights, one day. What are some fun Christmas things that you enjoyed doing either in the past or that you enjoy doing now with David?
I love baking stuff at Christmas. We have your recipe for the pumpkin roll. So Cody made a pumpkin roll and sent us the recipe. So David was like, could I have that please? So Cody sent it to us.
And everybody can get that recipe.
I reminded David of that.
Everybody can get that recipe, by the way, on my website. CodyRodriguez.com if you want to make the same pumpkin roll that Matt and David hopefully will.
I'm hoping that we make it this week. We're going to make a custard because we ordered eggs and we picked them up. Apparently David double clicked. So we got a ton of eggs. We're like, oh no, you know, that was not our intention. We only try to buy what we need. That was a complete accident. So we don't want...
I mean, if you lived here, you'd have 144 eggs.
Oh my gosh. So we would definitely happily, anybody around us needs eggs. So we're going to make custard and do some baking. And, I actually, that's one of my favorite things to do. Starting with Halloween, I love carving pumpkins.
That's fun.
But I do love the baking. I do like sitting and watching holiday episodes of favorite shows and such. I like hot chocolate. So now I have a problem with it that I can't really have the extra chocolate and caffeine, because if you remember last week's episode, we talked about how 175 over 111 is not a good blood pressure to have.
Not at all.
But we have like the white chocolate, which isn't really chocolate. So David melts the white chocolate chips down and turns that into chocolate. And we use lactate milk.
Oh my gosh, this sounds delicious. I've literally never thought about putting white chocolate. Yeah. What? Matt did tell me this joke. Go ahead.
Which one?
The one you said at the beginning. Yeah. I think everybody deserves to hear it.
Oh my God. I told Cody. He was trying to, this poor guy, he was trying to like start the recording. I was like, Cody, I'm going to hang you on my Christmas tree this year. And he just stopped and looked into the camera and was like, because my favorite flavor of candy cane is dick.
I believe we actually did have a joke like that last year in the Christmas episode we recorded. I'm pretty sure. So it's officially out there. Sounds good. I'm going to have to.
Take the chocolate chips and just melt them down and add milk. We use lactate milk because I'm lactose intolerant. And then we might put a little bit of like peppermint flavored coffee creamer. I don't think David did this time, but you can pretty much just use that. And I like there's a candy off the tree, not Cody, a real candy cane, and stir it around. And then it melts down the candy cane. So you kind of get that peppermint flavor in it naturally. My other favorite, actually, we have the plain candy canes and we have the Hershey's chocolate peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are like have a chocolate in them.
Yeah.
That's my favorite candy. That is my absolute favorite candy cane. And I'm never going to be able to say that phrase again and look Cody in the face.
I'm going to have to try that hot chocolate. I'm going to start making.
And I do like decorating, by the way, Cody. I know we talk a lot about Cody's decorating. Ours are more demure, obviously, because I don't think I can keep up with that. He's like, Martha May Huvier? You know?
Oh my God, that is me. That is literally me. Literally me.
Oh, that would have been, that would be a great Christmas. Oh my gosh. You should do that next year for Christmas. Like a cosplay or something. And then do like a video of that and you decorating. I love decorating the tree. That is one of my absolute favorite things to do is David and I do buy an annual ornament. And we realized after the first year that we needed to buy smaller ornaments because they start taking up space. So what we did was we found Swarovski crystals and they're a little expensive, but it's the only thing we actually spend any money on because we don't buy a lot of gifts because we don't need to. We just buy kind of stuff for each other out through the year for the most part.
Yeah.
So they're like 60, 70 bucks an ornament, but we're not spending any money on anything else. So it's kind of like, we actually spend less now. So that's the only thing we buy for ourselves is we buy that between us and we buy one for each year. Then David just writes the year on the box that we got. The first year was from like a Target ornament that just had 2016 on it. And that was kind of year one, even though at that point we spent probably four or five Christmases together. But that one, 2016 was the official first Christmas. Official. Oh, official is apparently first official in one word. Just
FYI. I love that. I remember this from the episode we recorded where you told me about getting those ornaments and each year.
They're really cute. I'll post pictures of them. I have pictures.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen these.
Oh my gosh, really? Wow. Yeah. So the second year we did not do that. Year two, we got a little bell, a 2017 Christmas bell. And actually, I really love the picture. I really love the bell. And then 18, 19, and now 20, we have different things. Like last year was like an acorn. The first year was like holly leaves and berries. And then this year was a red and white wreath. And on the tree, they look really cute. We have we got a pre-lit tree, like a a tree with white lights on it. And it reflects really nice. When I was a kid, I would never have voted to have the white light only. But now as an adult, I have come to really, really like it.
Now that Matt's old.
Yeah, apparently, you know. But I'm, yeah. So that was my, I think that's our only other real tradition. We, you know, we spread everything out, we do baking and then the holiday stuff. The one thing that I don't really like, and gosh, Cody, you're gonna be so mad at me for this. I don't really like Christmas music most of the time.
I can't. Nope. Canceled. David, everybody cancel. Yeah. Cancel Matt. Cancel him.
I'll release my apology podcast next week.
You were one. Matt was always talking about this year where we're going to get canceled by saying something we inadvertently didn't mean or misspeaking. I think this is it, Matt. You're canceled.
Yeah. So there are some Christmas songs I like. Now let's keep in mind that, you know, with music we played every year, you know, all through school and everything, we played the same like 10 songs. David loves Christmas music and I do not care if he wants to listen to it or whatever, but he wants it like playing in the house, like full time. And I just can't handle it. And I was like, you know, it's fine. I tried to tell him it was fine. He's like, no. I was like, oh God, I've done it. I'm done.
Well, when I visit you finally, I'm just going to play Christmas music. It could be in the middle of the summer. Christmas music. If you like drive me.
Yeah, David will totally support you.
If you drive me home, the whole ride, Christmas music.
3 hours of Christmas music.
Yep. And I'll sing the entire time.
Oh, that's.
Oh my God. I cannot believe you don't like Christmas music. What?
I mean, add this to the list. There's a lot of songs I really don't like.
Add this to the list of 2020 where he didn't like ranch.
Okay, well, you don't like sushi. So okay, ugh, let's gross. Not get to
but ranch. Everybody likes yeah. ranch. Sushi is.
And most people like sushi.
No, I did. No, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. We're gonna. Have
I
to
think
do
that
it.
Is. I think you need to broaden your horizon, Cody. Have you been living in your bubble too long?
My bubble loves sushi, including the cats. Sushi, so including the cats.
I know. You're damn right. I got the cats on my side, and Justin's on my side with this one. He told me he loves sushi. So,
although, so I guess as we get ready to wrap this episode up, this special Christmas episode where we kind of like talked about our loves of Christmas and our traditions
and the importance of maybe editing this one.
Should we? I don't know.
maybe let's edit out the where I was trying to explain a melted white chocolate. I was not getting anywhere and it was not coming out the way I meant it. And but I think everybody's just gonna love candy canes from now on. So
everybody. Yes. I mean, it's giving me.
Does Justin ever listen to the podcast? Does he hear like
no,
the weird
he's like David. Hey. He's like David.
Just kind of was like, congratulations, go do your own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it gives me great ideas for some candy cane photo shoots. So, coming soon. And. Yeah, so I hope everybody enjoys their Christmas season and that everyone has a great Christmas this week. Enjoy those few days here before the actual day. Make this week like a really great, great week, if at all possible. I know a lot of people may be off work, and so you can make my pumpkin roll. You're going to get David to get this recipe exact so we can make this hot chocolate, this white hot chocolate. And be sure and let us know. Like, I know some people like interact with us on Twitter, but like comment there or comment on our personal page, just some of your favorite Christmas traditions and some of the favorite things you like eating or making. Because maybe we want to bake whatever you're baking everybody can share.
That people post about. I have definitely made some stuff. One of the things that we made was one mutual was telling me about applesauce. He makes his own applesauce. So we tried it and it was really good. And then we took that applesauce and made applesauce muffins. So instead of using water, it used the homemade applesauce. Now it is a bit to make it, but they were the like, these muffins were so well put together that when you pull them, you could really rip it in half to eat it in two sections, and it didn't make any crumbs. Like, it wasn't, I mean, it was just perfect. And they lasted 40 hours.
That sounds delicious.
So thank you for listening, everybody. We really do appreciate it.
And we hope everybody has a absolutely amazing Christmas. And until next time, I'm Cody.
And I'm Matt.
See you next time.